New leadership comes to Arlington Free Clinic. As it approaches its 30th anniversary, the Arlington Free Clinic is seeing evolution in its leadership ranks. Leslie Daigle has been tapped to succeed Nancy White as executive director. White earlier in the year announced plans to retire. Daigle is both a nurse and attorney, having spent the past decade in leadership roles at VHC Health, Virginia Hospital Center. She is a warm and charismatic leader with an outstanding reputation and a clear passion for AFC's mission, said Donna Alpi, who chairs the organization's board of directors. The Free Clinic recently hosted a retirement ceremony for White, who became head of the organization in 2015 after serving as a vice president of the American Physical Therapy Association. In remarks posted on the organization's website, White thanked the organization's supporters, donors, staff and broader community, but singled out clients. "You are the reason that we do this work," she wrote. "Your stories of hope, strength and resilience inspire us every day. Thank you for trusting us with your health." Alpi noted that White's tenure has been marked both by challenges, most notably the impact of COVID both health-wise and economically, and opportunities. The organization has added new programs such as dental and social services, weathered a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic, and taken the voices of patients to important tables within the local safety net and county government, she said. Swearing-in ceremony set for new Commissioner of Revenue. A swearing-in ceremony for new Arlington Commissioner of Revenue Kim Klingler will be held on Monday, December 18 at 5:30 p.m. in the county boardroom of the Ellen M. Bosman Government Center, 2100 Clarendon Boulevard. Clerk of the Circuit Court Paul Ferguson will administer the oath of office to Klingler, who was elected to a four-year term in November. The community is invited. She will succeed Ingrid Moroy, who has served as Commissioner of Revenue for 20 years and did not seek re-election in 2023. Klingler will be the only new elected official among Arlington's five constitutional officers. In addition to Ferguson, Treasurer Carla De La Pava and Commonwealth's Attorney Parisa Degani Tafti were re-elected to new terms in November, and Sheriff Jose Quiroz, who was appointed by the Circuit Court in January, was elected to a full term. Led up to Thanksgiving was record-breaker for AFAC. The run-up to Thanksgiving week proved a record-breaker for the Arlington Food Assistance Center, AFAC, with more than 3,800 families served during the period between November 13 to 18. That's up from 2,900 families served during the same period in 2022. While these numbers are an all-time high for AFAC, the milestone number did not come as a shock. Officials with the Social Safety Net organization said, noting a consistent trend of 50 to 100 new families needing support each month. More than 3,600 clients received whole chicken roasters in addition to their typical weekly distribution. Chickens were chosen over traditional Thanksgivings to lower costs and assist more people. "We are grateful for the generosity of our donors, volunteers and partners, who enable us to make a direct impact on the lives of those facing food insecurity in our community," said Charles Meng, AFAC's executive director. For information on the organization, see the website at www.afac.org. Animal Welfare League offering lower adoption fees through DEC. 9. The Animal Welfare League of Arlington will offer free or reduced price adoption costs as part of its Empty the Shelters event, to be held December 1-9. Adoption fees for adult dogs and cats will be a maximum of $50, and many dogs will be available for adoption at no charge due to the generosity of donors. Small companion animals can be adopted for 50% off regular charges. To view all pets available for adoption, see the website at ala.org/adopt/all-pets. The Empty the Shelters event is conducted in collaboration with the Bissell Pet Foundation, which is sponsoring reduced adoption fees at 382 organizations across 43 states during December. For information on that initiative, see the website at bissellpetfoundation.org/ets. Arlington Chamber announces honorees. The Arlington Chamber of Commerce has announced its annual honorees, to be saluted at the organization's 99th annual meeting on Friday, December 8. Amazon will be presented with the Chair's Award, while R. Doug Taylor of the law firm Bean, Kinney & Corman PC will be saluted with the President's Award. The Committee of the Year Award will go to the Government Affairs and Economic Development Committee, co-chaired by Tad Lunger and Scott Pedowitz. The annual meeting, to be conducted as part of a luncheon at the Sheraton National Hotel, will include a keynote address from Robert Blue, CEO of Dominion Energy, who will discuss the company's projects and future goals in Arlington and across the community. For information, see the website at www.arlingtonchamber.org. League of Women Voters to host confab with legislators. The League of Women Voters of Arlington and Alexandria City will host a forum with members of the Arlington General Assembly delegation on Monday, December 11 at 7:30 p.m. at the L&M Bosman Government Center, 2100 Clarendon Boulevard in Arlington. State Sens. Adam Eben and Barbara Favola, Dells. Patrick Hope and Alfonso Lopez and Dell. Elect Adele McClure will be hand to meet with the public and answer questions in advance of the 2024 legislative session, which begins in early January. We hope you will take advantage of this opportunity to engage with your elected representatives heading off to Richmond soon, League of Women Voters official said. To register, see the website at https://bit.ly/3t6w7a9. For information, email lwvarlingtonva@gmail.com. Delegates Office Partners for Holiday Gift Card Collection, the Office of Dell. Alfonso Lopez, D. Arlington, has partnered with the Coalition for Empowerment and Opportunity, CEO, to collect gift cards to distribute to youth in the local area. The collection began November 20 and will continue through December 18. CEO provides youth and young adults of color with opportunities to cultivate potential, encourage self-empowerment and enhance their communities through meaningful employment, engagement and participation, Lopez said. The organization's website is coforthepeople.org. Gift cards can be dropped off at William Jeffries Tavern, 2301 Columbia Pike, and Idido's Social House, 1107 South Walter Reed Drive. Those who wish to purchase e-gift cards can have them sent to info@coforthepeople.org. Arlington NAACP to host holiday social. The Arlington branch of the NAACP will hold its holiday social as part of the organization's monthly meeting, to be held on Monday, December 18 at 6:30 p.m. at Walter Reed Community Center. The monthly meeting will be the first in person since the start of the pandemic. A number of special events have since been held in person. For information, see the website at www.arlingtonnaacp.com. Philharmonic Ensemble to perform holiday concert. The Arlington Philharmonic's Brass Ensemble will present a free concert of holiday tunes and more on Saturday, December 9 at 3 p.m. at Central Library.